Shama.
Song. I was in Chicago last week, and there was a yid that taught me the song, a Gishmaki yid. He's actually a Talmud of Chaim Libor, which is one of the greatest Talmudim of Shlomo Karbach. He's all over the Karbach chats and all that.
Wow.
So this is like, and I actually was listening to Chaim Libor sing it. That's how I learned the song. So I'll sing it once, or if you know it, sing along, and then we'll sing it together.
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Harim Zavim, Yerushalayim.
This is Noah. He's an amazing yid.
What's going on?
Noah,
welcome.
Oh, thank you. Learning a new nigga.
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Harim Zavim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Harim Zavim. Hay de'ah, shem zavim, de'ah.
Chicago just for that nigga.
I'm telling you, it's totally worth it.
Where did that come from?
A guy in Chicago.
He came from Kisei Kobo. Kisei Kobo, right there.
He was just singing. He had such a gig. We were singing in the street on the walk. I was like, I forgot the nigga. We're walking home from Shul, and I started singing. How does it go? And you were singing on the street. Just on the street. He was just singing. This is a real person. Efraim Pereiro. He's a real person.
Oh, that's a good friend of mine.
He's a real person.
Efraim, I went to yeshiva with him. His father's Ervin Shasia.
He's unbelievable.
Efraim Pereiro. I'll text him right after. Yeah, of course.
I'm talking. He's just...
He's my good friend. We have to... Okay. But
he's amazing.
Guys, see the Ashkochim, the people that are Jews in Chicago?
Yeah. I'm from Chicago.
No, but I know if I went to yeshiva with him.
He's amazing. I went to yeshiva with him. He is so amazing. That's that good. You can tell when you meet a yid, you can tell he's a real yid.
He's on fire.
Just by talking to him, I knew he was a real
yid. No,
Shkaf,
how many Jews there are in Chicago? He's a good friend.
He has a lot of Jews. Where in Skokie?
I don't know where you live.
West Rogers Park. That's where they live.
I will love you.
I Be like our go-to always before I talk kick off. Yeah, is that okay? I'm missing the intro here. Listen closer to the intro right here. Rav David, Mamish, bringing us the holy fire from Chicago. The Tashkacha Pratas, Mamish, they met my good friend Rafaim Prero. Not every nigun, by the way, you sing, it was everything to do with our theme tonight. We'd like to thank also our sponsor, Dr. Morris, even though he's probably embarrassed that I'm saying that. But you gotta give credit where credit is due for letting. Yeah. But Hashem, next week's gonna be the last week, Bez Hashem, Bli Neder, until we get to Yerushalayim.
Okay.
But we'll see, Bez Hashem. Thank you so much. Welcome to our new friend, also.
Nayach Wasserman.
Nayach. Nayach. Good to meet you, Nayach. Welcome. So tonight's Torah is actually a very, very dear Torah to me, because tonight's Torah comes from the Ish Kodesh. Ish Kodesh was the Pizetz Rebbe, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. Nazis Yimach Shemam killed his body in 1943. And less than 80 years later, we are learning his Torah. His neshama is still very much alive. Last week, we had the schuss to learn the Torah from the Kedusha scene of Babov. We weren't here, but we learned last week. The Nazis got him, got his body, but we learned his Torah. And this week, we're continuing on that theme. I don't know, just and next week will be a chazak, and maybe we'll find another, who knows. But the reason why I love this Torah so much, because I think it's very appropriate for the year that we just had, or the year and a half that we just had. And I think we get a lot of chizik out of it. So just setting the stage, imagine you're the Jewish people in the Midbar, you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, you bring send the Meraglim, you're about to go, and the Meraglim come back with not the best news. Giants, fortified cities, just get out of your mind. So Kalavi and Yeshua, we know they're the two steps up to the plate. And Kalev goes, Nike, let's just do it. Kiyocho nuchala. Look at the pasuk right here. Yud Gimel Lamed. Ayal's Kalev Sa'ami quiets everyone down. Ayomer Olo Nalev, irrational. So don't worry, guys, we can do it. We can make aliyah. We got this in the bag. Kiyocho nuchala. We are able to do it. We got it. We got this. How is that, the Rebbe says, how is that an answer to the giants and the fortified cities and being terrified and scared? Don't worry, guys, we got it, we got it. It's like you go to a social worker, I was a guidance counselor, you tell someone, don't worry, don't worry. That person will be out of a job very, very quickly. Don't worry, don't worry. Yeah. You have to hear, and you have to feel like you know. I mean, I don't know so much about it, but I you know the lingo. I understand, it must be so hard. You know the... Yeah. You have to feel like it's part of you. You have to feel like it sounds like Kalev is just pushing away their thoughts and like not being machsh of them. The Rebbe says something so appropriate for the time. Remember, the Rebbe, he was living, his son just passed away a few months before. His wife, his mother-in-law, the Jewish blood is flowing through Poland. And every Shabbos, he's trying to figure out a Dvar Torah from the Parsha, most probably without any Sfarim, based off the top of his head, saying it on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, writing it down. Buried it in the ground. They found, some Polish worker found it after the Holocaust, and we have the Sefer Baruch Hashem 80 years, 1940, so this is in 1940, so 81 years later we're learning his Torah. How's that an answer to, how's that an answer? I'm going to say the answer outside and I got to see it inside, because this whole Sefer is built on this Torah. I truly believe, you know, the Rebbe could have got it out many times. He had passports, he had documents, he had papers. He wouldn't leave his mishpacha, and he would not leave his students. We have Sfarim from him from before the war also. I tried to learn the Sfarim also. Chavos HaTamidim. And Chavos HaTamidim is really his famous one. Derech HaMelech is also on the Parsha. The Ish Kodesh, for me, I always feel very, very personally connected, because you're touching Torah that went to the Holocaust. You're touching someone who's not just writing a Dvar Torah, but you have to understand the landscape, the background, what's going on. I have a book at home that actually goes through every Torah and tells what's going on in the camps of Henry Abramson. It's not for now. I'm getting off topic here. Says the Rebbe, such a powerful Yisro for the Jews in 1940 and the Jews in 2021. What was Kalev doing? Kalev was telling Bnei Yisrael, stop thinking. Stop trying to rationalize that everything has to make sense and everything has to be perfect and cookie cutter and this and that. Yeah, okay, they might be bigger than us. Shkoyach. But has the Rabbonu Shalom, are they bigger than the Rabbonu Shalom? Shkoyach, COVID, very nice. Anyway, the Choshech and the Rabbonu Shalom has a vaccine. The HaKadosh Baruch had the vaccine a year and a half ago. It just took time for us to get it too. Well, then you're going to give me anti-vaxxers? I don't want to hear it. Well, now, it's not for now. Kalev was telling them, Ki yachol nuchal la. Not us, yuchal. Hashem yachol. Stop thinking with your mind. Stop thinking logically, practically. How are we going to get out of this? Hamas is a six-day war. We're getting attacked from all... And 45 Jews and 45 families in Meron, logically doesn't make sense. Hashem's saying, wake up. We don't understand. That's what I'm saying. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, he didn't show him his front. He showed him the back of his head. The back of his tefillin. What does that mean? The back means when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see the full picture. Obviously, you can't talk like this to someone who's, you know, in the middle of Shiva or in the Shalosh. It's not, they're not, I think, slowly but surely, every single one of us, we're trying to be able to move on from COVID and move on from it. But what the avod is, emunah. It's one word. It's emunah. The whole past year and a half, it's just emunah. Emunah, emunah. And the more we talk about it, it's very easy to say it, to be able to put it into perspective. I'm working my emunah right now. Things in my life are not going well. Avi Goldberg said, let go, let God. Let go. Stop trying to think you run your life. You don't run your life. I don't run my life. No one runs our lives. We do our shtadlus. We have to do our best. You have to apply to college. You have to apply to yeshiva. You gotta try to do the bris. Yeah. But if the Rebbe Shem, okay. He didn't want it. I remember when my son was born during COVID, and my wife had to make Pesach a week later. She never made Pesach, let alone she hasn't stayed home for Pesach in her entire life, let alone make Pesach. Whatever, it's for another time. And I just said, like, okay, we're gonna buy Pesach, we're gonna figure it out, we're gonna do B'tichas Chem. That's it. I'm not saying that it wasn't stressful a week before, you know, he was born literally 10 days before Pesach. We have to make Pesach by ourselves. Had a Seder. Got into a fight in one of the Starim nights. Not for now. Probably recording. We did our best. I just asked her if there was gefilte fish. That's all I asked. But mice, it was a bad question. Still, no. Baruch Hashem. If you can remember the fight, it means you learned something from us. You know, you never asked. It was a rookie mistake. It's a rookie mistake. But it's all about Amunah. Let's just look inside over here. Avakach, the second paragraph. Avakach tzricha lios emuna ish Yisrael. This has to be the faith of every Jew. Lo bilvad b'shal shero mavo b'derach lishi also gam al pisichlo b'derach ha-teva yamin b'Hashem. Don't just think, believe in Hashem, oh, when everything's going to, okay, you know what? America's going to go help Israel, but everything's going to work out because, you know, everything works out in my head. Because Naftali Bennett now is going to be prime minister, so now everything's going to work out. No. Rakam Bashar. That's not nothing against Naftali Bennett. I'm just saying, don't think everything, Emunah is when things are going well. Think Emunah, we put to the test when things are not going well. Rakam Bashar She'eno Roa Chas V'Chalila. Shuma Vo Apishik Seichel V'Derech. Hatev lishios a yamin b'Hashem shoshiyeo v'ischazik b'munoso v'bitchono. Emuna is when things don't work out on your head, and things you realize that, you know what, I don't know what's going to be with college. I don't know what's going to be with Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what's going to be with the shidduch. I don't know what's going to be with the baby. But you know what, Hashem does. And as soon as I start letting go and letting God, I'm telling you, the more I do that, the more I feel like I'm not doing right for myself. And what happens after you realize, like, you know what, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out with college. Everything's going to work out with Eretz Yisrael. With the shidduch, with the baby, everything's going to work out. Because realize that you're not in charge. And if the Eish Kodesh is saying this to Jews in 1940, when Klal Yisrael never had a massacre like that in their entire lives, Mirtz Hashem never again. We're learning the Torah from the Tzaddik. We're connecting to the Tzaddik. The Eish Kodesh is in this tent right here. The Mor Naim says when you learn a Torah from the Tzaddik, you're not just learning a Torah from a book. The Tzaddik is mamish here. And he's telling us, when things are hard, it's not a time to go crumble down into your corner. It's very easy and it's normal and it's totally okay to feel that. But let's not get stuck in that corner, that's stuck and run away. Let's start to realize, no, you know what? I don't run my life. I have to do my part, to do my ishtadlus, but at the end of the day, Kali was telling each and every one of us, ki yachol nuchala, stop trying to think with your logic and your seichel and everything has to work out with numbers. That's not how it's going to work. It's not how it worked in Mitzrayim. It's not going to work when Mashiach's going to come. Right? The same way that we were redeemed in Nisan, we're going to redeem. The same way the things didn't work. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to follow Teva. He doesn't need to follow nature. The doctors give up. I'm sure Dr. Morrison can tell us a million stories. Every doctor gives up. End of the day, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But there are countless stories of people that I know, I'm sure you know too. Doesn't make sense. They're living healthy lives when every doctor said, you know, they wouldn't live, you know, whatever. Just to end off with the Maisa from the war, and then we'll sing a few more names because I'm going to get to do it also. There's a very, very, very special book also. It's called Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's by Yaffa Eliach. You should get it on Amazon as a graduation present for Zach. Or for Layla or whatever. Oh, no, she's here. Oh, what's up? Or, you know, has that happened? I don't know. Who knows? So at the end of the day, she writes an amazing story with the Bluj of a Rebbe. Rabbi Spiro, I think he is. Bluzhev Rabbi. He survived the war. And he says one day he gets to one of the Nazis, didn't just want to kill them physically, but emotionally. They're literally animals. They made this huge pit from that sidewalk to that sidewalk, and they rounded up the Jews. He said, Jews, you can make it. If you jump, if you make it, you can live. If you fall into the pit, you're shot on the spot. Time after time, Nazis are killing every Jew. Obviously, it's impossible to go from that distance. I'm talking about someone who was there. And there's this guy right behind the Rebbe. His entire life before the Holocaust, he was an anti-Hashem, didn't believe in God, atheist, mamish. He goes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, what should I do right now? We're watching our entire city go into the pit, and they're being killed. What should we do? So he said, hold on to my arm. When it's our turn, we're going to go together. If their turn, the Maisa goes, they made it to the other side. The Nazis were shocked, whatever, it's not for now, but he turns to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe goes, what were you thinking about? So the Rebbe goes to him, the Bluzhev Rebbe goes to the guy, what were you thinking about? He said, I was just holding on to you. What did the Rebbe say? The Bluzhev Rebbe said, he said, I was holding on to the coattails of our avos. I was holding on to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I was holding on to our forefathers in heaven. At the end of the day, every single one of us, ki kor v'elech al davar mo'od, the emuna is mamish inside every single one of us. It's tapped, it's there. We have a neshama. Sometimes we feel it, sometimes not. But at the end of the day, we have those challenging times, we have those hard times, but to know even when we have those pit times in our life. I feel like we're pushed into a corner. Not going to get checked by a Winnipeg Jet with 4 seconds left. Sorry. At the end of the day, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's like Rabbi Goldberg always says, let go, let God. Hemanti ki adab, the Kubin Rebbe said, the more you talk about Hamuna, Hemanti, the more you talk about it, ki adaber. How do you build your Hamuna? Ki adaber, because the more you talk about it, the more you sing about it. Zoch Bez Hashem, to spread this Torah, not just say it here, but let's bring it home, say it at the Shabbos table. How could Kalev do such a thing? It's very easy. He was telling them, stop thinking with your head, start thinking with your heart. Start thinking with your emotions. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have to go with logic. Mitzvah Hashem b'zochah to connect to the Tzaddik's Torah. Mitzvah Hashem b'zochah to see him soon in Yerushalayim. Gulish Lamitis Mehir
B'Melina. One quick one. Yesterday morning, my father had an episode where he wasn't breathing. And he's on hospice. We expected him to pass. And I said, today will be my grandson's Chris. It's going to be the same time, so this would be a transition. I thought it would be very timely. My father came back and the bris didn't occur. So, because my grandson was too jaundiced. So what happened is I'm talking to my family in Israel and I said, you know, I had this vision that this was going to happen today, both things. And one of my relatives says, why are you planning these things? God will decide when everything occurs. So hopefully next week we'll be celebrating. I'll have a baby's name.
As Hashem. First, Michal Aaron. Michal Aaron Ben Khan. Khan. As Hashem. Should be comfortable and should be sad to Shem. Yeah.
Stop scheduling your life. It doesn't work.
Seriously.
Who's going to be the chaperone next week for his final day? What? You don't mind doing it again? What? Which one are you? Oh, this is your turn this week? Okay. Alright, and make sure you bring this
in. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Doug.
Share the day together. Yeah.